No more sitting on the sidelines. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That from Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker.
People got to get out. They got to vote.
He tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that Tuesday's runoff against Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock is about the people of Georgia.
If you want to change, go out and vote and voice your opinion, because this race is very, very important.
Warnock has blasted Walker, saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. Former Vice President Mike Pence has taken a hard look at the midterm results.
Those candidates that focused on solutions and on the future actually did very well. But candidates who were focused on the past, particularly those that were focused on relitigating the last election, did not do as well.
As for January 6th, Pence tells Fox News Sunday he believes testifying before the committee about private deliberations with former President Trump would establish a terrible precedent. Just yesterday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he wants the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the military to stay in place. Today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy predicted the mandate would be lifted. Fellow Republican Senator Ron Johnson weighed in on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
A number of senators and I, called on our leadership to block closure on the National Defense Authorization Act until they do lift the mandates. This would be good news if that's going to happen.
The mandate is said to be part of the reason why recruitment goals aren't being met. Hunter Biden's laptop was apparently just the beginning. Twitter owner Elon Musk says more smoking guns are on the way. Over the weekend, he released internal Twitter emails where former executives discussed efforts to suppress the laptop story. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Conflicting reports out of Iran about the possible abolishment of the country's morality police.
The announcement was made by Iran's attorney general, but has not been widely corroborated within the country. It has been the subject of protest months after a woman's in-custody death for allegedly breaking head covering rules. Secretary of State Blinken on CBS Face the Nation said it's Iran's citizens that have brought this about.
If the regime has now responded in some fashion to those protests, that could be a positive thing, but we have to see how it actually plays out in practice.
Blinken says the extraordinary courage of Iran's young people may have won more freedom. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A deadly house fire is under investigation in Atlanta. Two people died yesterday morning in a fire that's been attributed to a gas leak. The leak was found in the front yard after the fire was put out. The lights are still out in parts of North Carolina, and police say the power outage was the result of criminal vandalism. Authorities in Moore County say multiple power substations were damaged by gunfire last night. A safe landing for three Chinese astronauts who returned home today after 6 months in space.
The trio touched down in the Gobi Desert Sunday. They've been spending their time working on the construction of Tiangong Station, China's ambitious outpost in space. The orbiting station is China's answer to the International Space Station, part of Beijing's official plan for a permanent human presence in orbit. The three astronauts, now back on Earth, were part of the Shenzhou 14 mission, which launched in June. Three other Chinese astros lifted off this past Tuesday. They'll work on completing the construction of Tiangong.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.